Well, Clinton's performance on the NAFTA issue, again, won great praise. There was another front page article in the New York Times the day the vote passed by their Washington correspondent, R.W. Apple, in which I can't duplicate this, so I'll quote it for you. He said, "Mr. Clinton retreated early on Bosnia, on Haiti, on homosexuals in the military, on important elements of his economic plan." That's a reference to the tiny stimulative package. "He seemed ready to compromise on all but the most basic elements of his health care reforms. Critics asked whether he had a bottom line on anything. On NAFTA, he did, and that question won't be asked for a while." In other words, he silenced his detractors. When it's simply a matter of the lives of millions of people, our man is pragmatic and knows how to give up. But when it comes to the call, to responding to the call of business power, he showed he really has backbone after all. So there is a bottom line, and our hero is a man of principle, as we had hoped.